The first reading today, while obviously the reference is to Moses as he went up the mountain and received the Ten Commandments and entered into the cloud, the church applies this to the saints and says regarding the saints that they heard his voice and he brought them into a cloud. Now there is, of course, the very famous book from the 1400s that is still available in paperback called The Cloud of Unknowing. And so it is part and parcel of the spiritual life that we enter into this darkness and you can't see clearly at that point. It's like being in a fog. Or you could say it's like what we hear in the gospel reading today. You have no idea at what time the master is going to return. But the Lord says if he comes in the third watch or in the fourth and he finds the servants prepared, blessed are those servants. Well, first of all, why would you expect he'd become late at night? And secondly, when we're talking about the middle of the night, why would he expect to find his servants prepared? In other words, wouldn't you expect that he would expect that the servants will be sound asleep? Well, that's not what the Lord's saying. And in fact, our Lord made it very clear to us that we need to be awake. We need to be watching. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't go to sleep. It means spiritually we must always be awake. We must be focused on him. Yes, to be able to say that his servants should not have gone to sleep for days and days while the master is gone because they have no idea when he's going to return, and so it's a 24-hour-a-day thing and they've got to be on their toes, that's not what he's getting at. Obviously, humanly, it would not be possible. But what he is saying is we must always be vigilant. We must always be focused in prayer. And what happens then is that God, if he is going to bring us to himself, brings us into darkness. Now that sounds like a contradiction because Scripture says God is light. God dwells in light inaccessible. We pray in the Creed that Jesus is light from light. So why would God bring us into darkness? Try looking at the sun. What happens? The sun is pure light. And you go blind because you can't look directly at the sun without going into darkness. It's too bright. And that's exactly what happens as we draw closer to God. Our souls are not purified yet to the point where we can look directly at him. When we get to heaven, yes, we will be able to. If our souls are purified to that point where we can do that even in this life, yes, we will be able to. Until then, we can't. We're looking at the one who is light itself. And our souls, while made in the image and likeness thereof, we have sullied rather desperately, and therefore we are not capable of looking directly into the light. And therefore we end up in darkness, at least what appears to us to be darkness. When we look at the lives of the saints and their writings, it's actually in the darkness that they come to some of their greatest insights. So obviously it's not just all darkness. When you go to prayer, it's darkness. And people will say, but there's nothing. True enough, nothing is happening that we can recognize. That doesn't mean nothing is happening. If we were physically blind, so we couldn't see anything going on, and we made the statement that there's nothing happening, well, the rest of us would know that that's not true. We can look around and see what's happening. So too in your spiritual life. In the midst of the darkness, there's a tremendous amount that's happening. You just can't see it. And not only can you not see it, you can't even perceive it because God doesn't allow you to. That doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It's where people get confused. They think, well, it's dark and it's dry, so I must be doing something wrong. Not necessarily. I mean, it could be. If you're out sinning and doing stupid things, yeah, you're going to have darkness in prayer because you've cut yourself off from God. But assuming you're in the state of grace and you're praying and you're making the effort to draw closer to God, it's actually a great blessing to be brought into that darkness. It sure doesn't feel like it, but by now you should have heard enough times out of my mouth that God's gifts are not the way that we give them. We want pretty things, we want soft things, we want nice things, we want wrapping paper, we want bows, we want cards, we want all the stuff. God gives the cross. It's the greatest gift. God's not interested in giving you something that's pretty when he can give you something that's glorious. He's not interested in giving you what you want, but he's interested in giving you what you need. And hopefully what you will. Because if you have told God that what you want is to draw closer to him and to love him more, then he's answering your prayer. He's putting you into the darkness to purify you, because that's what's happening. As you're drawing nearer and you can't see any longer because the light is so bright that it becomes darkness, it's only darkness in us. It's not darkness in God. And in the midst of it, he keeps drawing us closer. But even there, we can't see it because we're still in total darkness. And if you talk to the people who have gone through this, it's kind of humorous to listen to sometimes. As they try to explain it, they'll say, well, it was total darkness before, and somehow it's even darker now. And it was nothing before, but it's even more nothing now. Like, right, so how can something be more nothing? Well, that's exactly what's going on. You're being brought deeper and deeper and deeper into God. But God feels like he's a million miles away. So again, it's the paradox. And he's asking at that point for faith. And ultimately, he's asking for charity, and hope has to be in there as well. He's just asking you to love him. And he's purifying you to love him even more. Now, when we look at that cloud, as we heard about Moses, we hear about that cloud as it fills the temple when Solomon dedicates it. We hear about the cloud that overshadows Our Lady. We hear about the cloud that overshadows the apostles when they're on Mount Tabor with Jesus at the Transfiguration. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the Shekinah cloud, the cloud of glory. And isn't that, again, exactly what we heard a little bit ago, that God showed him his glory. He brought them into his glory. That's the Shekinah. And so we don't see the cloud, but just think back a couple of weeks ago when we had that really, really weird fog. Did you see the cloud? Did you see a cloud descending? I didn't. All of a sudden you're in the fog. But you can't look at it and go, oh, look at that, cloud is coming down and it's going to overshadow us any time here. No, at least I didn't see it. All you know is that you're in the fog. Well, that's exactly what happens. God just puts you in the darkness. You don't see it coming, nor do you see it lifting. When it lifts, it's instantaneous. It's gone. Then he usually puts it right back on you. Just to let you know that everything is still fine, you're functioning okay, so he lets you see for a minute. Then he puts you back in the darkness, and he puts you into a deeper darkness again. So it's more nothing, and it's darker still. But that again, if you understand what he's doing, that means you're able to love more. So now he's purifying you at a deeper level, so that you can love even more still. And that's what he's going to keep doing until your love is perfected. And that's exactly what he wants for you. And hopefully it's exactly what we want. So it's a mysterious thing, a cloud of unknowing, as the book is called. And yet at the same time, something so profound, because it brings us into union with God. God whom we cannot see. God who dwells in inapproachable light. And yet, God who brings us into that light that we experience as darkness, so that we become transformed and become light itself, at which point the darkness lifts and we are able to see God clearly. That's what eternity is going to be. It can even happen in this life if we're willing to cooperate and get there. But assuming most of us probably won't quite make it that far in this life, it is what we have to look forward to. Some darkness in this world, some darkness in purgatory, and then it suddenly breaks, and we are brought into the light and transformed into that light itself. The cloud of unknowing gives way to pure knowledge and pure love of union with God.